the state of jobs in our union.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And one big piece of today's economic news will come from Washington when President Obama delivers his State of the Union address tonight. The president is expected to talk about jobs. And joining us now for a preview is Julie Niemann, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So what would you like to hear from the president tonight?
So what I want him to do is to figure out something about massive, large construction. We have huge infrastructure problems here in the United States, and it has to do with our bridges, roads, ports. All of these keep us in an uncompetitive position with the global economy. We have to reconstruct all of this, and that is effective. The multiplier effect from those kinds of construction jobs is very huge.
And what about the deficit, Julie? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people in Congress who'd like to hear President Obama say something about bringing down the deficit.
The big thing is the deficit really doesn't count now, not until you get economic recovery. The deficit solution should be a long-term solution, and it will be a balance of raising taxes and cutting spending. But you don't cure that overnight. You don't do it through sequestration.
But don't you think we're starting to see some recovery now? Is it just not enough, is what you're saying?
We are. We're beginning to see earnings, absolutely, for corporations are wonderful. And most of we're seeing a lot of good recovery simply because profits are very good. Lots of cost controls, but we are beginning to see some revenues starting to pick up. Most of those revenues, though, are coming from global consumption. And the companies that are really doing well on the revenue side are the ones who are selling internationally. So I think that's where our long-term U.S. growth is going to be coming from, is in the export markets. Because you're going to see the third world, you're going to see even Europe starting to pick up again, and they'll all be buying our stuff. So the export markets, I think, are the source for our growth in the future, not domestic consumption.
Julie Niemann, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.